Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, presented by ProTrans. I'm Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Loggeman. The Jaguars have just landed in San Diego. What a gorgeous night. Felt like I was at home, though. All the naval ships, all the folks walking around. It feels just like a West Coast version.
It's a little different, though, that you don't have the humidity, right? You know, San Diego's beautiful. And if there was ever a town that the Jaguars would travel to probably have some fan base, it would be San Diego.
All right, do you think Blake Bortles on Sunday night will be saying San Diego is beautiful? He makes his first start, obviously, against a Chargers team that historically has had a very aggressive defense.
Well, they have, and it's going to be interesting to see how John Pagano, the defensive coordinator of the Chargers, approaches it. You know, he likes to play a lot of man coverage. Typically with a young quarterback, you like to mix it up a little bit more to try to confuse him. If they play him in man, I believe that Blake Bortles can have some success against him. We saw him in the preseason against man coverage dropping what I always refer to as dropping a ball in a bucket. And that's against man coverage. But I think Blake would handle that very well.
So you wouldn't be surprised if Bortles surprises the rest of the NFL on Sunday?
I don't think anything that he would do would surprise me, whether it be good or bad. It would not shock me if he came out and all of a sudden he threw for 350 yards. It also would not shock me if he threw three or four interceptions, as a young quarterback may do against a veteran defense. You know, Eric Weddle patrolling the safety position. He's a heck of a player.
Well, he may have to throw for 350 yards because you know that Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, Keenan Allen, and that Chargers offense can score. And we know that the Jaguars defense has not been able to stop their opponent from scoring yet this season.
Yeah, they've really struggled, and Phillip Rivers is really on a tear. I think you could make the argument that he's having a better year than Peyton Manning. I mean, he's having that type of a year. The Chargers are averaging not even 3 yards a carry. They've got multiple guys that have been injured at the running back position, but they're still moving the chains. And the reason why is Phillip Rivers, and I'm still trying to figure out how he does it. He's got this funny throwing motion that it's almost like a seal throwing. And I'm not trying to be critical of him, but it's got a very different throwing motion. He doesn't have a particularly strong arm, but he's got great presence in the pocket. He's an ultimate competitor, and he's got great anticipation, and he's got the knowledge.
All right, well, let's see. It's, what about 7 o'clock local time? Does it feel like 10 o'clock yet?
Yes, it does. It does for me.
And it probably will for these guys as well. That's On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. We'll talk to you throughout the weekend from San Diego.